Whitford says there's more to see in Indian country than teepees and powwows. There's also casinos, campgrounds, trails, fishing, heritage centers, museums, and art galleries.
We also participate and would like to showcase a lot of other contemporary events, such as Indian relay races. People love that. We have horse races, yep. We have, our communities are very much into the horse culture.
This includes the Indian National Finals Rodeo.
So we want to work together. We want to help one another. We want to help our communities by recommending things to do, places to go, places to eat, and places to enjoy.
To do this, her Senate Bill 309 is not asking for any new money for promotion. Instead, the intent is to place another Indian member from the private sector on the Tourism Advisory Council and redirect just over 1% of the lodging tax to promote Indian tourism. Stuart Doggett of the Montana Lodging and Hospitality Association is opposed only to the fund change.
We like the current allocation. We do not want to have legislation that changes that allocation this time without having a deeper look at this.
The Senate Business, Labor, and Economic Affairs Committee amended this bill to reduce the amount of money for promotion, then passed the bill. Senate Bill 309 now goes to the full Senate for consideration. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, the state capital.